Hey friend, welcome to the Restored Mind Podcast, where we are going to be talking about various life topics surrounding mindset transformations. These topics are coming from a faith lens and will propel you into a life of peace and joy. My name is Caroline, wife, mom of three, daughter of the one true king, host of this podcast and certified life coach through the I Am system by Painting Miracles Incorporated. My hope is that this podcast brings God's light into your life and you break free from the chains that are holding you back. Friend, it is time to shift your mindset into one that will help you flourish. Ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome to the Restored Mind Podcast. My name is Caroline and my friend, I am so excited to have you here. How has your week been? How are you doing? If you are a new listener, welcome to the Restored Mind family. I'm super excited to have you here. I feel so honored and blessed that you somehow clicked on this episode. I hope that you'll stay and that you are encouraged and inspired by these what is being talked about in this episode today and that you see God's light and His glory and whatever is going on in your life. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much that you're making the time to come back week after week to listen on this episode. I'm truly honored. And it is honestly because of you that the Restored Mind continues to gain the momentum that it is. So is it just me or has the month of April just flown by? I feel like in the beginning of 2024, time was going so slow and now it's just picking up its pace and I'm not ready for it. If you haven't already heard, my family and I are moving to California at the end of May. And so that's a huge shift that's happening in our life right now. These last few months, my kids and I have been in conversation about all of the changes that are happening and they've expressed that they are nervous but excited for the adventures that awaits them. And I have to be honest and say that I am too. I'm excited, but I'm also nervous about what is ahead of us. And the comfort that I continue to share with my kids is that God's already gone before us. He's going to provide for us everything that we need. And so the only thing that we can do is just pray for comfort and peace in this season of transition that we're going through. And I've also learned that the mindset and the attitude that you have as the parent is so important because kids are watching. Your kids are going to bounce back the kind of mindset and the kind of attitude that you have. So while they are a little bit nervous, they're also really excited and they're having a more positive outlook on this particular season in their life. And that's been awesome to witness and see. So I know I'm getting a little bit off topic here, but I just wanted to share that little update with you and some of the lessons that I've learned from that. I think it's pretty cool. But last week, we talked about striving for godly confidence and having confidence in the Lord. And I shared with you what you can do to take these steps towards building your relationship with God if you don't have one or furthering your relationship with Him if you already do have one. But this week, we're going to talk about the things that can distract you in your journey. It's about regaining balance in your routine. I hope that today's episode is encouraging for you to shift your focus back onto what is actually important, or really who is important, because we know that God is first and foremost here at the Restored Mind. There's three things that I'm going to share with you, three simple things that you can do to regain balance in your life. So I'm coming from the perspective of how you had a routine built and now you're in a season of transition and things are looking a little bit different. So what used to work for you before isn't necessarily doing that. And there's a lot of things that factor into that too, like distractions that I'm going to talk about here in just a couple of seconds that can move our eyes off of the end goal that we would like to have. Some of these distractions come in various disguises. There's things like situations that we can't control. An example I have for you is back in 2016, I was nursing my daughter. She was only a couple months old at the time, and I was trying to get back into this fitness routine that I had. And I didn't know how much of a challenge it would be because I thought that if I got her feeding times down, then I could work around that. But that was not the reality of what actually happened because she would actually have these random times that she wanted to nurse. And I remember becoming really frustrated in that moment and really heated and just thinking these thoughts of like, why did I make the decision to nurse this child or why am I so frustrated? And I don't even want to work out anymore. So with this frustration and that mindset that I had, which I know you're probably thinking like, oh my gosh, you had these thoughts. Yes, I had those thoughts. Those are my real and raw true thoughts that I had as someone who was struggling at the time to regain some balance in my life. And I didn't like that I was in that, but these were the emotions that kind of took over in that season of my life. And so what ultimately happened was I gave up working out as a whole, and I didn't touch it again until years later. And in between that time, it was on and off. And so the reason why I'm sharing this with you is because when you become frantic over the things that you can't control, you'll lose focus on the reason why you're doing the things that you're doing. It will definitely become a lot easier for you to complain about everything else in your life, including the things that is not even related to why you're frustrated in the first place. It can also bring you to a place of being resentful in this time. I know that I was resentful in some ways when it came to nursing. It was so much of what I call a chore, and I used to look at chores as a bad thing. We'll have another conversation on that on another day. But yes, that negative mindset ultimately led me to have a resentful attitude and thought towards the things that were happening in my life that wasn't necessarily going the way I wanted it to go. But the best forward-moving mindset to have is to face it with the intention that you're going to get through this. It might be a setback, but it isn't the end of your story. So keep on doing what you can. And my friend, this looks different for everyone. Temptation is another distraction, and it comes our way. It's always knocking at our door. We cannot escape it, but you also don't have to give into it. You don't have to open that door. Most of the time, when we think about temptation, we usually think about the big ones, like stepping outside of your marriage or something that's going to cause big chaos in your life. But I don't think that it's always the big things. I think that temptation sometimes come in small packages, and I'll give you an example. See, I work out in my garage, and it's so easy for me to not complete the amount of sets that I initially set for myself, especially since I'm usually working out by myself in my garage. There's not another adult in there to keep me accountable. Yes, my kids are with me, but they're typically playing outside and they have no idea what I'm doing. All they know is that mama is working out. And so there are days where I don't feel like working out and I'm struggling through this particular exercise. The temptation to skip a set or not complete a workout becomes very real in the moments of me struggling to show up for my workouts. It's so easy to give into instant gratification versus continue to push on and do the hard thing and have integrity even when no one is looking. Because who's keeping me accountable, right? That's the temptation right there. And this kind of temptation is not threatening to my marriage. If anything, it's going to be setting me back. And if you really think about it, when temptations come knocking and you open the door, at first it's going to feel a little bit weird and a little bit awkward. But the more that you do it, the more familiar you're going to become with it, and you're going to become more comfortable with doing this thing. So the best practice is to just ignore it and walk away from it. In Matthew chapter 4, we learn that Jesus has been baptized and now he's gone into the wilderness and was tempted, but he rejected these temptations that Satan had offered him. Jesus is a great example of not giving into temptation. A lot of the time when we are confronted with temptation, we can think that there isn't a way out, but there is. And one of the things that sticks out to me is to quote scripture, just like Jesus did, to one, remind us when we speak these words, what helps us move away from possibly giving into temptation. And knowing that can help us walk away from temptation because he gives us a way out. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, it reads, "No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it." I love that verse because I often think that when temptation comes knocking, I don't have to answer that door. And so, in the example of me working out, when I think about wanting to just do two sets instead of four sets of a particular exercise, I don't have to give into that temptation. God gives me a way out. The integrity that I've built, the discipline muscle that I've built, that all comes into play. Your mind and your attitude is also a really big distraction. And here's why. Because what you say to yourself, you will end up believing. Using verbiage like, I wish I could, or I could never, or I wasn't built for this, and I can't do this, is a huge distraction because it takes your mind away from the thought of even trying. Imagine that a simple thought can either make you or break you. Your mind, my friend, is so powerful, and your words have meaning. I used to live this life. I remember this mindset was hard and heavy to live out because I did have aspirations to accomplish something, but I could not get out of my own way, all because of doubt, fear, and having a negative mindset of telling myself, I can't do it, I wish I could have, I could never, I wasn't built for this. All of these things played a part in the reason why I did not go after what I wanted to early on in my life. But the opposite of this is to have a positive, forward-moving mindset. I'm going to debunk the assumptions about being positive because most people assume it's pretending that you're happy or it's in the realm of faking it till you make it. I used to dislike the saying, think positive or be positive, especially because I would question how anyone can have a positive mindset when they're going through some tough and painful times. My friend, being positive is not faking it till you make it. You are not faking your happiness. You're not faking your stress level or anything else for that matter. Instead, you are being honest with yourself about the reality of what is currently happening in your life. So that means you're removing the blinders off your eyes and really taking a good, hard look at yourself. Then coming up with a plan that can help you best move forward. So despite you going through hard times, you are making that choice to build a plan to move forward. And that's being positive. It's hard, but I know you can do hard things. And if you need more help in this field, I am a certified life coach, my friend. I would love to help you set up a plan that is going to make the most sense for you so that you can begin to achieve the goals that you want to and overcome a negative mindset. Being positive is learning to be honest with yourself, dealing with your reality, and having the mindset that you are going to drive forward and persevere in the hard times. It is the mindset of not giving up. So you're asking yourself how you're going to overcome your challenges. And again, if you need help, I'm available for that. The link to work with me is in the show notes. Just click on that, fill it out, and you'll get connected with me. So we talked about the distractions that can keep us from being focused on what our goal is, right? And now we're going to shift into how we can regain balance in our routine. There's three simple things that you can do. One is to remember your why. This can help you decide if the direction that you're headed in aligns with why you're doing this in the first place. If you don't yet have a reason for why you're doing something, I would highly recommend that you build a solid foundation for your why. I highly recommend you taking the time to work on it. And to start off, simply ask why you want to accomplish this goal. My friend, to be really frank and honest with you, it has to be more meaningful than just because I want to, or I want to feel good. And as I'm saying this, I'm referring to fitness, but you can add in whatever it is that you can relate to. And remember that a feel-good feeling will only last so long. So no matter what it is that you are after, whether it's fitness, business, or even learning to be a better parent, you're guaranteed to come across some hard, hard challenges. And that feel-good feeling is going to go away really quick. And once it does, what are you left with? Build your why, my friend, and remember your why. The second thing is to rework your routine. I know it sounds like a no-brainer, but with something that used to work for us doesn't work for us anymore, we can try to force it, and that brings on a lot of stress into your life. This is true for anyone who happens to be in a season of change. It could be that maybe you've had a baby. And if you have, congratulations, by the way. I hope that you hold that baby close and cherish every precious moment with that child. If you are starting a new job or adjusting to your family's new schedule, this is all part of a change. And it's not limited to that. It's many, many things. We all go through changes in our life. And these changes can be something that is short and temporary, or maybe it's something that is permanent. The question, though, is how are you going to make it work for you? And yes, with this routine change, reworking your routine, it comes with sacrifices. It comes with trial and error. Remember, my friend, that what you come up with in your mind when you rework your routine might not necessarily work out in real life. And that is when you go back to the drawing board. It is going to get messy. So roll up your sleeve and get messy. With any changes, though, you will still always have that one-off day where things are completely out of your control. We talked about that earlier, and that is okay. The important thing is that no matter what, you're present with the day that's been gifted to you. Don't miss out on the good and precious moments because of a shift of plans. So yes, rework your routine. Go back to the drawing board and find what works for you in this new season of your life. Keeping your goals at the forefront of your mind and looking at what your non-negotiables are, and then reworking your routine around that. And the last one I have for you, my friend, is to not give up. It's so much easier said than done, I know. But whatever the season brings, don't give up. Continue to show up and put in the work to get one step closer to reaching that goal. Yes, you've had setbacks and you're going to continue to have them in the future. And yes, it's getting frustrating, but if you give up now, you're starting over when you're technically, quote, ready to get back at it again. And we are not trying to start back at square one, right? We want to continue on even through the hard times. So yes, work through the hard times, build a mindset of perseverance that is going to get you a lot further on the hard days where motivation isn't there and you're struggling to show up. These days are so real. They are real and they're going to happen. They're coming. How are you going to overcome these days when they arrive? I was in a recent season of my fitness journey where I just was not feeling the drive to continue to show up and work out. And I couldn't figure out why. And I know that I started making excuses when these excuses didn't make sense anymore. One of them was, I don't have time. And I would look at myself and be like, what do you mean? You don't have time. You have all the time. You've made time in the past. So what's different now? This season lasted a lot longer than I had anticipated. And I know there's lessons to be learned in this season, but it really did bring me back to a place where I did have to remember my why, rework my routine, and check my mindset. But I am honestly grateful that even through all of those days, I've had many days recently where I did not want to show up. I did not want to work out. I did not want to continue to stay in the routine that I had as far as non-negotiables go, the things that I was not willing to give up. I didn't want to show up for these things anymore. And I don't know where it came from, but it happened. It arrived and it was knocking and it busted through that door and I was stuck for a little bit. I know that I was distracted on all the wrong things. I focused on the fact that I didn't see any changes happening and that was all I could focus on. I didn't focus on the fact that I was still showing up. But honestly, not giving up was the one thing that drove me out of me not wanting to show up anymore. And eventually, I turned a new leaf and started realizing that, hey, you're becoming distracted with the things that doesn't matter, with the changes that you want to happen that is going to take time. I had to get realistic with myself again and realize that what I anticipated to happen didn't happen. So the question became, how are you going to move forward? So yes, even someone who's been on this fitness journey for 4 years this month still struggles with that from time to time. And it's not an everyday thing, but it is a reality. And I know so many people that have gone through many years of their journey and they still have these seasons in their life. So my friend, if you are new in your journey and you feel like giving up, do not give up. Continue on. Work through the hard days. I know it's hard, but you can do hard things. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen in on this episode. I meant what I said.
You can do hard things, so don't let the daily challenges stop you from reaching your greatest potential. If you are ready to take the next step in your journey and are finding that you are in need of help and would like someone to keep you accountable, I would love to offer you my life coaching services. Click on the link in the show notes to get started. There you will also find links to my social media pages where you're able to connect with me as well. My friends, I look forward to speaking with you again next week here on the Restored Mind podcast. Go in peace.